this picture from after 1505, also a Renaissance picture. This is from the workshop of Giovanni Bellini. The town in the background at left is in fact a direct quotation of the town in the Madonna of the Meadow of 1505, the same year, roughly around this time, that we saw a painting that we looked at. What's the color of Christ's robe? The robe versus the cloak. The robe is blue, the cloak is red. That is, he was first in heaven, right, a heavenly being, but then put on flesh. So the reversal of colors that you see so often, one pattern in Christ and another in Mary. This repeats a famous line from Athanasius's on the Incarnation. In fact, right, which says, God became man, that man might become God. And that has both patterns in that one sentence. Right, blue took on red, we could say it that way. Blue took on red so that red could take on blue. And you see this again and again in these pictures. What has symbolic meaning in this picture? A tree stump. So tell me about that.
Well, one's been cut down and another one's
growing. So there's more than one thing happening here. What's the key thing? I mean, I'll tell you what the National Gallery scholars say. They say that, quote, the fig growing out of the stump presumably signifies the resurrection, they say, Christ's resurrection. But as I've said before, these scholars seem to think that Christian art exists to repeat to Christians the most basic facts of the gospel narrative. Do any verses of scripture come to mind? You know, this is really what we should be thinking about. And you did mention one, Romans 15. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles, in him will the Gentiles hope. So where do you see that root idea here? Why did this bring that to mind?
Because there's a stump, and from the stump there's another plant coming.
Yeah, the old life ends in death. This tree is cut down. Seems like that's the end of it, right? It's this tree is gone. But no. New life comes out of it. So you have the old life and new life. In that verse, if you think about the root of Jesse, that the root being, you know, something from which it's not actually a root, but still it is a root in the sense that it's the source out of which something new will come. That verse mentions hope, right? The root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. There's a theological virtue urged on you in this verse, which is hope. And Paul continues. Great Romans, this is from Romans 15. Paul continues. Hope mentioned twice more. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. So it's not just Christ's resurrection at issue here, right? Something past. And it's not the resurrection, something future. But also hope, something present, that we would be resurrected in the same way. So this is not Christ, this is Christ and therefore us. Also, the fact that this is a fig tree, it doesn't have to be a fig tree. This recalls another gospel passage. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but only leaves. And he said to it, may no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree withered at once. Matthew 21. Notice one thing in this passage. What's the implication of this strange thing that Jesus does? It's that there is an appointed time for fruit bearing, and it's Christ who declares the limit. It's Christ who says when the time is up. Right? So this tree that was destroyed had time, Jesus said, in which to bear fruit. And so this is not just a picture of Christ. This certainly has to do with Christ, but his significance. This is new life, new creation, which comes by his saving power, Psalm 67. And Christ is represented blessing the viewer with saving grace. And notice, right, that right underneath his blessing hand is the tree that comes back to life after it was dead, right? The tree below his hand was dead, unable to bring forth fruit, and now it is alive. But also, if no fruit grows, or if you know no progress is made beyond this point, then this new life will have been for nothing, and it will wither again for good.